Mabuhay! Welcome to Araling World Podcast. I'm your host, Albine Bodo. This episode will help you build your Tagalog vocabulary, improve your Tagalog pronunciation, or learn Tagalog simple sentence construction. Now, my plan for you is to present Tagalog borrowed words. Let me ask Simon to read these words on the board. Simon, please.
Fiesta estudiante, police, Henry Will, victima, adic, precio, sub. Servicio, my God, it's democracia, della calara, dipinta, terminio, investiga, cancella, carga, condena, cubinci. Cupara, cuma prima, cuma pisca, man ipula, marca, nomina, obliga. I give up.
No, go ahead and say the last one.
Observiaba. That's hard.
I'm sorry, it's difficult for you, Simon. Alexandra, your turn, please.
Okay, visita. I think that the same in Spanish, visita, like that I visit, to come and visit.
Yeah.
Like visit. Just we write it instead of the B that you have with, we write it with V.
Yeah.
Visita.
There's reason
visita.
For that.
Uh-huh. Visita
Go ahead. It's everything you see on the board. I'm curious how you say the consonants.
Estudiante. Is the same as Spanish. Police, I have to be policía, no? Police. General. You say victima, adic, precio, the preso, servicio, democracia, declara, dicta, término, investiga, cancela, carga, condena. Convince, compara, confirma, compisca, manipula, marca, nomina, obliga, observa.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, it's the same as Spanish. Almost all of them is the same as Spanish. The only thing is that we write it differently, but it's the same.
That's why these are Tagalog borrowed words. Simon, in reality, some of these sounds English also. It sounds English. Okay, repeat after me. Oh, okay. Before I ask you to repeat after me. Okay, visita means visitor. Estudiante, student.
Student.
Police.
Yeah.
General.
I mean, I don't know what the next one is. What's the next one? Henio.
General.
Victim. Victim. Addict. Mostly these are words that we find in the news article. Precio, price.
Yeah, I don't know that one.
Gasoline, price of meat, precio.
What would a dick again? A dick? A dick?
Addict, like a drug user.
Addict, drug user.
So most of these are like what we talk about in the news, right? Now, addict, precio, price, servicio means service. Democracia, declara.
Declare.
Dicta. Dictate. dicta, dictate. Termino, term, termino, term. Investiga, investigate, investiga. Cancela, cancel, cross out, cancel. Carga, charge, carga, or load, carga. Good. What else? Condena. What is condena in English? Please.
Condemn, like condemn.
Condemn, condemn.
Condemns.
Now, convince. Convince, Simon.
Convince.
Kumpara, compare. Kumpara. Good. Kumpirma, confirm. Simon, confirm. Good.
Yeah, that's confirm. Yeah, confirm.
Kumpirma, kumpirma. Kumpirma. Kumpiska, confiscate. Good. Did I say it right in English? Confiscate.
Yeah.
Manipula, manipulate.
Yeah, I guess that.
Marka, mark. Mark. Simon, good. Marka.
Yeah.
Nomina, nominate.
Nominal.
Nominate, nomina, mungkahi. It's the
problem. It's nominate, not nominal. I guess it was nominal.
Nomina means nominate.
Nominate, okay.
Although the proper Tagalog would be mungkahi. Mungkahi. It's a proper Tagalog. But, of course, Filipinos are always loving, like loving foreign languages, including Spanish and English. So, nomina, mungkahi. Nominate. What else? Obliga.
Oblige.
Oblige. Observa. Observa.
So, you put then an accent at the end. Observa, manipula, marca.
Oh, that's how we say it. Especially when it's verb action. There now tonal. Sometimes when we mean a noun, it may sound differently. When we mean verb, most likely we say it faster. Let me see. Repeat after me. Let me train you. Bisita.
Bisita.
Bisita. Simon, bisita.
Bisita.
Okay. Estudiante.
Estudiante.
Simon.
Estudiante.
Police.
Police.
Police. General.
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 Victima.
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 Addict.
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 Precio.
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 Servicio.
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 Democracia.
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 Declara.
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 Dicta.
Dicta.
When it's a noun, the stress is on the second to the last syllable. Bisita, estudiante, it's a noun. Except for police. Police, there's stress on the last syllable. Except for except for general. So there are exceptions anyway. Victima sometimes can be a verb, sometimes it's a noun. Victima, it looks like verb to me, like declara, dicta, those are verbs. The verbs, they're stressed on the last syllable, dicta, declara, victima. Good? Servicio, servicio, it's a noun, there's stress on bis, no? Servicio. Termino, termino looks like, sounds like a verb, termino. Okay, that's the difference, Alexandra. You have your observation.
Well, no, the only difference is that you say victima, like that accent in the A, we say just victima, like without that. And declara, you say declara, we say declara. Dicta, we say just dicta. Yeah, it's just some words that you add that accent at the end.
Repeat after me. Let me say it. Although I don't mean that you would imitate, but for you to find the distinction why sometimes it's a verb, sometimes it's a noun. Glad you stuck with us. This is still Albine, but me and our today's guest will be back promptly. Hey, I wish to know if you're benefiting from my show. I ask for your monetary support. Read the podcast description and click the Support This Podcast link. Be a supporter by sending me some money every month. That way, you help me sustain the creation of educational content like this. Termino, please say that. Termino.
Termino.
Simon.
Termino.
Investiga.
Investiga.
Simon.
Investiga.
Cancela.
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 Carga.
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 Condena.
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 Cumpisca.
Cumbisca. Cumbisi, no es cumbisi, ¿no?
Es confiscate, cumbisca.
Cumbisca, ah, cumbisca, okay.
Confiscate.
Cumbisca.
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 Manipula.
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 Marca.
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 Nómina.
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 Obliga.
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 Observa.
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 Okay, very good. Thank you for following after me. And I mean, also for familiarity, Alexandra, there was no original ancient Filipino alphabet. We didn't have the letters F, V, C. So instead, we replace F with P. We replace V with B. That's why my name is difficult for Filipinos. They say Alvin, Alvin. That's why I say Albine. So that is first to say it's B, not V. Alexandra, good. Now, like, what's this? Confirma. It's confirm, right?
Who on the streets, you know, who sits on the streets a long time. There's a slang term for that, isn't there? People who sit on the streets.
Oh, what is the slang for those?
I don't know. I just wonder if you knew. I know it's a very popular slang term, and I've forgotten what they say. People who sit on the streets and
just hanging around, hanging out.
Yeah.
Tambay. It's tambay. Yeah, that's not, it's slang. Tambay from the word standby. Tambay.
Standby.
Tambay. Alexandra.
Tambay. Oh, tambay.
No, tambay refers to a person who is just like out there on the street, just not doing nothing, observing people and what's going on. Nothing, just
So tambay is someone that is in the street doing nothing.
Oh, doing nothing or hanging out together with fellow tambay. It's a person, it's Islam. Tambay from the word standby.
I heard that's used a lot in the Philippines.
Tambay. Tambay. So it can mean unemployed because we're waiting for something but we're not employed. Tambay muna. Tambay. No work. Tambay. Good. Okay. Challenge. Let me. Among these words that I present to you, can you use it in a sentence? Please pick one word.
I didn't hear the. I just came again. I don't know. It's all of a sudden I went out again.
You're fine. I said I give you a challenge. To wrap up our session for today. Challenge for both of you. please pick at least one or two words and please try to use them in a sentence. Tagalog sentence.
But I just want to say that in Spanish, that's what you say, that the F, you put the P, because in you say confirma, but we, that P in Spanish for us is an F. We say confirma with F.
Oh, that's
hilarious. And confisca, you say the P, but no, we say with the F, confisca.
Because we were colonized by Spaniards for 300 years, and our education system, first education system was Spanish influence, and a lot of the words were introduced by foreigners, including confirma. Please help me with that in Spanish. Please.
Confirma. Confirma.
Please.
C-O-N.
Yeah.
F. I.
R.
M-A.
Oh, yes. Most likely, the priests, because back then priests were the teachers, right? to natives, but also only selected natives, only the men were,
yeah,
those who were in the higher economic status. Most likely natives hear it from priests, so confirma is what they say, but Tagalog alphabet only have P in the set of alphabet. So we replace, the natives replace F with P and also C with K.
With K.
But then also for us to say it faster or with comfort on the way we move our tongue, teeth, and everything in the mouth, kumpirma with M, kumpirma instead of confirma or kumpirma. It's difficult when you say kumpirma, lots of movement, right? Instead of kumpirma.
Kumpirma.
So we need to shorten it, something like that, and make it easy to pronounce to natives. That's how I would like to tell.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, please pick some words and use them in a sentence.
Okay.
Shall I do one?
Yeah,
please. Echo, Azervia, Shah, and Busy.
I'm sorry, Simon. Please say it again.
Echo, Azervia, Shah, Busy.
Okay.
Busy.
It means I observe that he is busy.
Busy, yeah.
Ako observa. I would say observa here. If you want to say it in this context, you would apply an verb observahan, and then na observahan ko.
Yeah, I wasn't sure about that. Oh, I wasn't sure when you.
No, it's advanced Tagalog, right? And I know you're aware of that, Simon. Na observahan ko na busy siya. Let's say that. That's how you would like to say it. Na observahan ko. It's advanced verb lesson now. It's a challenge for you, Alessandra. Na observahan ko na busy siya. Siya means he or she. Simon, nice sentence and nice expression. Simon, please say it. Na observahan ko.
Na observahan ko na busy siya.
Oh. So it should be object focus. Observa. And then na observahan ko. Na busy siya. Alexandra, this is quite advanced in Tagalog, but I know you can catch up. Which means so, I observe that she's busy. A question, please.
So you write the na and observan, or all together na observahan?
This is advanced. It's another form of verb with conjugation that there's a suffix an and there's prefix ma, actually, if infinitive, but this time is past tense change. So there are lots of rules to discuss. In short, this is a verb conjugation with there's a aspect of time in this regard, past tense. Now observe okay. And then na, then the position of na here is a conjunction. We would say that na, that she is busy. Busy is English or Taglish. Busy.
An actual word for busy in Tagalog.
Abala is the word, but...
Oh, add bala. Oh, yeah, bala.
No,
yeah.
Observan.
Oh, yeah, I remember now.
Abala siya.
Abala.
Busy siya. A little bit of Taglish, Alessandra. So it's... And you're familiar with sentence construction, no? Familiarity. No, good try and good. Welcome to Tagalog Coaching, Alexandra. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay. Alexandra, your sentence, please.
Ikaw estudiante po?
Ikaw?
Estudiante po? That's
Are you raising a question in this sentence?
Uh-huh.
Estudiante.
Like, are you a student?
And then do you know po, P-O?
P-O is like a formal way.
Ikaw po ba ay estudiante? It's formal. Ikaw po ba ay estudiante?
Do you have to write ba on the end of that? Do you have to put ba? You know, the word bar, the question marker, bar.
Ikaw po, there's ba, yeah. Ikaw po ba? To indicate that it's a question. Ikaw po ba ay estudyante? So, Alessandra, please say it.
Ikaw pa ba?
Po.
Ikaw po ba ay estudyante?
Say it, repeat after me. Ikaw po ba?
Ikaw po ba?
Ay estudiante. It means, are you a student?
A student. Ikaw po ba ay estudiante?
Ikaw po ba ay estudiante? Simon, please say it. Do you want to repeat after me, Simon?
I can say it. I know. Ikaw po ba ay estudiante?
Yay! Opo estudiante ako. Opo estudiante ako. Yes, I am a student. Did you follow? I don't need to write it on the board, Alan.
No.
What did you say?
Opo estudiante ako.
Like yes, opo. Like, you know, like yes.
Formal. Yes, with respect. Opo. Opo, estudiante ako.
Pa. Estudiante ko.
Ako. Estudiante. Opo, estudiante ako.
Okay.
Opo, estudiante ako. Yes.
It's yes, but with opo in the middle, put in the middle, maybe polite.
Okay.
Right. With respect, polite. We can say, estudiante ako. Casual.
Okay.
Peer to peer. Opo, estudyante ako, with politeness, with respect. Yay! I enjoyed this session very much.
Yeah, me too.
Yes, I hope to see you again on Saturday.
Next Saturday, yes.
I'm sorry?
Yes, I'm going to be here next Saturday.
I look forward to that. Okay, so unfortunately, we have to end this session, as much as I want to extend, and thank you for being patient with me.
Thank you, Muami. Muami salamat po. Awalin.
Walang anuman. Walang
anuman. Thank you,
Muami. Salamat. Take care.
Take care, salamat Alessandra.
Thank you, too, Simon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Astig. That's one episode of our weekly coaching call. Thanks to the participants in this tutorial. If you wish to join us on a session like this, kindly see our schedule at aralinworld.com. And that's arinworld.com, arinworld.com. This has been Albine. Thanks for listening, and I'll be back soon with another Tagalog tutorial. Usap tayo!